Welcome back, everybody. After a week away, we're back with another episode of To The Ring Podcast, episode 42. Puffy, who's 42?
There's only one 42, G-Cat,
yeah.
And that's the great Jackie Robinson. I know he's not a hockey player, but
well done.
We respect the man. Give him his props. 42 is all about Jackie.
Got it. Well done. Well done. Very nice. So we've been we missed a week, Puff. You were away.
We did.
Why don't you tell us where you were?
I was away on my annual pilgrimage to Augusta National Golf Course. One of the definite perks of my job, I've been able to cover the Masters.
How many Masters?
22 years now.
Yeah, 22 years.
So it's creeping up there. So I was down in Georgia, and I was able to watch the GTHL playoffs. Barrett's team was in the city finals, and so games one and two were down there. And I had the we had a nice setup at our house. We had a nice cabana outdoor area and 70-inch TV screen, so I had the Apple AirPlay the game up on that
live. What people don't know about the Masters, I know we're going to deviate from GTHL for a minute though, you guys all rent houses, like everyone's in houses down there.
Yeah, because Augusta's it's a relatively small city,
right?
So it doesn't have a ton of hotel rooms, and they jack up the rates. Like literally the week of the Masters, a hotel room will cost $500. Mm-hmm. And the Monday after the Masters, you could get that same room for like $50 a night.
Right. Yeah.
It's not,
so the play is to like rent a house early, get a house.
Yeah, especially if you have a big group. I know like the CBS, ESPN, I think they block off the sort of the couple nice hotels in Augusta and take them up entirely. So we've, for the most of the time I've been down there, we've always just rented a house.
Right.
And our crew's gotten bigger over the years. And so we now have, we actually have two houses that we have.
Right. Are they right beside each other?
They're like three houses down.
And we had everyone who owns a house in Augusta just rent that? They walk out of the town for the week and rent.
Basically, everyone that lives in Augusta that can rent their house out, they do, and they go on vacation Masters week.
Yeah, why not?
And then the thing is, the kids, like the high school kids in Augusta, they have their spring break is Masters week, and so a lot of them get jobs working at the course, whether it's in concessions or merchandise or driving golf carts around. And so a lot of times, like, there'll be like a family, I guess, that doesn't rent out their house. And basically, like, all the kids, some of us squat at that one house. Everyone else leaves town, and then there's
and they all go to work every day.
They work long hours.
And getting the swag is like one of the hot things to do at the Masters. Did you pick up any swag this year?
I did. I got one of the hot sellers was like a Taylor Swift Eras shirt, but it was Masters stuff. So I grabbed that. And I got the boys a couple of tops. I got my annual golf sleeve of golf balls that have the Masters logo, a couple of beer cozies with the Masters on it. Like you walk in the store, like I think I didn't even buy that much. Now it's like $400, but they might have made, I bet you they made $100 million on merch sales.
Yeah. They make a ton. I know it's like some, we should look it up. Like
the lineup was through. Oh, I don't think that information is available.
Oh, it's all private.
Keep it pretty tight.
And keep that quiet. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's nice to have you back. We missed, the week. We hadn't missed a week all season, but
yeah,
I think that's just going to be what has to happen the week of the Masters. We get a vacation week.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Days are long. And then, usually, this year at the house, we had a keg.
Right.
So that didn't help me.
Did you just buy it at the grocery store? Because I know you can just do that.
The people that own the house were nice enough to supply us with one.
Oh, really? And they left a keg?
We went through it a few times, so we had to get
replace it. Did they have a keg fridge, or was it one of the pony pumps?
It was a keg fridge, like a legit operation with taps and stuff. It was awesome.
Nice. That's awesome. What brand of beer did you get?
Yingling was there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Yingling, the oldest brewery in the U.S.
Well, it's North Pennsylvania, America. Right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, good. Well, welcome back. And so, why don't you tell us? We've got, you know, Barrett, I think, is the last one playing out of all of our kids here. What's going on with the EastEnders?
That run is done. They played their final game tonight at Scotia Pond against the Vaughan Rangers, who are a terrific team. We needed to win tonight. We were down 5-1. It was tied 1-1 late. We pulled the goalie and they scored an empty netter to win 2-1. But it was, you know, it was a great, a lot of close games. Third straight city final they've lost in, which was tough, I think, for the kids to take. But also a tremendous accomplishment to make it to, three cities finals in a row. So,
well,
great season, long season. But the tryouts are around the corner, GCAT.
Hell of a season.
I think they're like 2 weeks away for us. So
Yeah. That's good. That's so good. Too much. Well, I'm sure the team is, going to bounce back. That's a really strong team. That AA EastEnder team, like I said, they've won the East finals 3 years in a row. Right.
Yeah.
It's just those pesky West, the pesky West. Has it always been Vaughan? Have you always played them all 3 years in a row?
No, that's thing. The Vaughan Rangers, for the last 3 years, they've been one of the best teams in the province, and that's their first city final. They hadn't made it the other 2 years. So, it's tough to make those, it's tough to make the city finals. So they were pretty excited, deservedly so. The other years we lost to the Rattlers last year, and then the year before it was the North Stars. So three different teams.
The West has rotated, and it's always been
It's been we've played three different teams, and unfortunately haven't yet got one, but there's always next year.
Always next year. They make you keep coming back for more. You see how the G does that?
That's the, you want to have goals. We still haven't won a Silver Stick tournament. We still haven't won a city championship.
So I don't think we've even entered a Silver Stick tournament. So how about that one?
You guys got to enter the Silver Stick.
Well, if you're listening, we would like to join the Silver Stick list.
Yes.
Tournament. Do you have to be invited to Silver Sticks or can you just sign up?
Nope. It's just you just got to enter.
I wonder where we'll go next year. I'm always anticipating, like, you know, as a parent, right? Like, one of the benefits of joining a G team is like the away tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, and like we usually do one. I wouldn't be against two, one early in the season, one a little later.
Yeah. It's good to get one in early.
Yeah. But now we have Clive. So actually, maybe one's fine because I will always have that one too. Actually, I think about it. But anyway, I wonder what we'll do next year. Maybe Montreal, I think, is the word, but I'm not too sure. Do you guys already know where you're going next year?
No.
I think
we'll do, we did a AAA showcase with Barrett's team in Michigan, Detroit, and the kids had a blast. It was great hockey and they went to like a Red Wings game and stuff.
Yeah.
So I could see Detroit's them doing great. That again. 2 years ago, we went to Tampa for a tournament and I think we'll probably do another one in the States, with his team, Nashville maybe. Or Texas, I think there was talk of. Nice. Austin's team, we might do the same with a U.S. tournament if it all aligns.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, going down to – that's a great experience to head down to, like, a Texas or an Arizona or a place like that.
Yeah.
They do it upright, too. You know, those tournaments and the U.S. just does it differently, don't they?
U.S. know how to put on kids' travel sports.
Yeah, for sure.
They know how to do it.
Good. Well, you know, for us, we're wrapped up, as you know, with the Ted Reeve single A. But my son, my other son who plays hockey, Clive, he's in the CDS program, as I've talked about through the year on Lee's side. We just finished our last tournament this past weekend. They do a one tournament blowout where we played like three or four games and they got the medal and, you know, it's all for fun, still half ice. So, you know, everyone wins. All the kids are having a good time, which is really good.
Is there a final for that or is it like
I don't think so. I'm not too sure. Like we had our three game schedule and that's all we played and then it ended, you know. So I think it just sort of there's no winner, if you will.
Yeah.
For now we are gonna be leaving Lee's side and we're gonna bring Clive over to Ted Reeve.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow. No real like hard decision on it, to be honest with you. It wasn't like
money was just strategic. Better at Ted Reeve.
Yeah, we got paid more to go to Ted Reeve. No,
they met your number.
Yeah, to be honest, like Ted Reeve has been sort of our home with Ozzy for a long time. Ozzy's now reffing there. You know, we got like a lot of Ted Reeve stuff, and we just thought we'd go just give it a shot. We're at a young age where it actually doesn't really matter, to be honest. You know, we don't know the coaches. We don't even, the way they do the teams is they're still just one big tryout and a third party comes in and separates them. So there's no sort of strategic advantage. There's just more around a convenient advantage with Ozzy and Clive both going to Ted Reeve now. Yeah.
Is Ted Reeve in CDS?
Yeah, they're going to be now. They are now. Yeah. Okay. But we had a great time in Leaside. Actually really, really enjoyed a great group of parents. Love the arena. The arena is actually pretty close to like the same distance, I would say, from us.
Yeah.
And really had a great time at Leaside. And tonight, actually, we did the Ford Frenzy. We won some tournament where the kids actually got to go down to the Scotiabank Arena today. Greg Schell was there hosting them all. They were doing skills out on the ice. They were at the Raptors half court. They had, you know, eat like a athlete, you know, the chef cooking up something and all that. So they had a good final blowout tonight, which was good. But in honor of our great time at Leaside, which we had a great time on, I did a little history lesson here, as I've done in the past, and wanted to know why Leaside is called Leaside. So let's dive into that. Have you ever wondered why Leaside's called Leaside?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, well, let me get into it for you. Well, Lisa, it's an oldie time story for you, which I know you like.
Love so the oldie times.
Settle in. Leaside was first settled by John Lea, L-E-A, a pioneer farmer who immigrated to Canada from Philadelphia in 1819.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't feel like a big move from Philly to here, but I guess in 1819 for sure that would be.
Probably would have taken a few months,
but even a few years before that, he had to come from somewhere from Philly. Anyway, in the 1850s, Lee's oldest son William built.
Hold on, GCAT. Was he born in West Philadelphia?
Born and raised.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised. So when he was here, he had a son, William, his eldest son. He built an 8-sided octagon-shaped house, appropriately named the Leaside.
This
was built near the present day site of Leaside Memorial Gardens.
With an estimated worth of $9.7 million.
Yeah, the real estate value is hot there for sure.
Went up. He picked a good spot.
He built this house ever since then, which is saying 1850s, this neighborhood has been called Leaside. Ever since. Wow. So the Canadian Northern Railway incorporated the town of Leaside in 1913 on land formerly owned by the Lea family. Leaside's development was historically significant. It was the first town in Ontario to be completely planned on paper before any houses were actually built.
Wow.
Yeah. So actually, which it worked because those houses are worth a ton of money. So history is telling you to plan on paper. That's the takeaway.
Good lot sizes too.
They are good lot sizes. No, we haven't really been invited to anyone's house over at Leaside, so I don't know what, you know, maybe that's something I shouldn't read into there. But
you weren't really sold on it.
Yeah. However, Leaside's residential development was stalled due to the outbreak of World War I. However, Leaside was an important contributor to the war effort. Heavy artillery was manufactured at the Leaside Munitions Company. Didn't know that. Leaside was also the location of an airfield used for training of Canadian pilots. I don't even know where that would have been.
Yeah, I don't know where it'd be.
Wonder where that would have, maybe where, maybe Laird,
that Laird. Mall on Laird.
I feel like that Laird's got a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened on Laird. In 1918, the Leaside airfield made Canadian aviation history as the first airmail flight in Canada left from there, traveling from Montreal to Toronto. Leaside's status as a town came to an end in 1967 when it became part of the borough of East York, which is now turned into part of the total city of Toronto. So there you go, a little history of Leaside.
Oh, I didn't know that Leaside was in East York.
Yeah, it says, well, according to the deep dive research I do, which is usually a quick Google search and, you know, the first few articles I can find, but it did say it became part of the borough of East York, which then became in 1967, and then it was part of the city of Toronto.
I just remember when we had signed up Ozzy and Barrett for Leaside baseball, and the first game was at that school at like Logan and Danforth Franklin, maybe?
Franklin, yeah, in the back there. Yeah.
And the Leaside parents were so mad they had to come all the way to East Shore.
The game. I do remember that, actually.
Like 5 minutes away.
And it was a game that actually, I think, was scheduled somewhere else, I think, was part of the problem. And then, like, rain messed up that field or something. We had to play there. And I do remember people like, where are we?
Where are we? Like, they're acting like they're on the other side of the city.
I was like, you can see my house from here. Anyway, so a little bit about Leaside. But that was just really a bit of an honor to the Leaside team, the CDS program. We had a great year with them. We're going to be competing against them next year. But, you know, we'll see. I know at this age, the kids all get, like, shuffled around and everything anyway. Yeah. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of the kids elsewhere as they start to – they got one more year of this, and then they go into the G, and that's when I think people really kind of select the teams they want to start with and coaches and all that.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, we're not part of the Clever League. Do you know much about this Clever League?
I know people who are in it. I think there's been some mixed reviews. I think some people think it's great. I think some people think it's
And what is the Clever League? Can you – it's like a league for
– I think it was just designed to give younger kids – the option of playing a more of an elite level of hockey. And I believe there's no, it's full ice. That was sort of the big thing that,
and I think they do tournaments instead.
They do just tournaments. It's just like, it's just tournament. It's a tournament league. I think it's been pretty mixed on it. I wouldn't say it's been a booming success. But I also don't think it's been a bad thing.
Right. Okay.
Probably a bad thing for the NYHL. But the NYHL, I like when Barrett was coming through his novice year, there was six tiers and there was 10, 15, 20 teams in each tier. And 2 years later, when Austin was coming through, I think we were like three tiers.
Right. And this was with the Bulldogs?
I think East York Bulldogs now. And I checked out the, like, if you look at NYHL now, there's a fraction of the amount of teams that used to be.
Yeah. Well,
CDS and Clever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, we were one that moved because we didn't want to drive all over the city. You know, it was really one of the problems that we had with it at that time. For it was just inconvenient.
The East York Leaside games at Downsview Arena at 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Felt
a little tough, unnecessary.
Yeah. So yeah, a little bit about a little bit about Leaside. We're going to be moving to Ted Reeve, which is we're excited to continue on with that.
When are tryouts for that team?
Great question that I have no idea about. I know we have to register them, which is fine, and then I think the tryouts happen in the fall, if I'm not mistaken, where they like do a couple, like three skates or four skates, a third party convener comes in, you know, assesses all the kids that are playing and then moves them into like, I think the colors are red is the, like a higher the more competitive team, I guess. Gold or black. Okay. Then so I think that's how that goes.
So do the Ted Reeve coaches of the select teams know Clive's coming over?
Yes, we had to register. So they know that he's coming, and we actually had to have him released from Leaside to register him there. Yeah. I forgot about all this.
But the coaches know, like, a kid, like, Clive's a pretty decent little player. So that it's not going to be a shock for them when he shows up at tryouts and they're going to be like, whoa, we weren't expecting this kid.
No, he did one skate with them last week.
Okay.
So I think that he's on the radar of like whoever's playing on the teams there. So
it would be so GCAT just to like show up and
not. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what it is. Like, to be honest, we went to a skate and it was like, okay, we registered, but then I'm not reaching out to any coaches or anything.
No.
Okay. Awesome. Well, listen, we are deep into playoffs. A lot of things have wrapped up. Why don't we get into the latest round of rankings, which has really just turned into the latest round of who's won what.
Yeah, what's going on?
And I think we're going to run through the triple A's first, if I'm not mistaken. And
yeah, because we had our wagers, which I know I was ahead on, but you might have made a comeback. There's been a lot of
JRC wins that have
happened so far. So let's bring in Stoff to
there he is, the man, the legend,
with work through the AAA brackets.
Hello, boys. How's it going? Excited to be here.
Always a pleasure.
Awesome, awesome. So, yes, when we left the audience last 2 weeks ago, Puffy was up 10-6. We did make some new wagers in a very responsible way. We just kept going younger and younger. So let's just run through some of those results.
One thing I did hear, Tanya, the head coach of the 09 Flyers, Jamie Edwards, saw Tanya at maybe a rink, I don't remember, rink somewhere, and he's like, I have a bone to pick with your husband because he bet against our team and took the Titans. And I would never have bet against the Domino's Flyers.
No, I think I
assume you must have taken them, right?
I think I do. I think I picked them. Yes. And so you didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice.
Because Jamie, neither of us would have bet against them.
Now do you think that coach used that as bulletin board material before a game? He did. Like he just played them the tape.
They had a poster of me in their room and they were smashing it with their stick as they headed out there to beat the Titans.
That does not surprise me one bit.
And they had another one of me where they were high-fiving on the way out.
They were high-fiving G-Cat on the way out.
Makes sense. All right, so let's start off here in U13 AAA. Last we left, it was JRC versus the Marlies. G-Cat, you had JRC. Puffy, you had the Marlies, and JRC came through with the win, so that's one for the G-Cat.
Boom. Okay. I came back to JRC, if you remember. I didn't take them last time. I made the wrong choice, so now I stuck with them, and there you go. Win. Thank you.
Well done.
Big one there. So I guess that was the city final, Puff?
Yes.
Okay, so
that is final. Yeah, they're done.
That's as done as it gets. U12 AAA. We got North York versus the Mississauga Rebels now. The Rebels, they're massive, massive underdogs, and so G-Cat took them, and that would have been worth 5 points had that gone through. Unfortunately, North York did what they were supposed to do. Puffy gets the point there.
Nice.
What I will say though, it went four games and it was a 5-3 series, and the Rebels gave them all they could handle. They definitely put in a good showing.
They gave them a
run. Love hearing that.
And because North York was number one in the province,
they're number one in the world,
right? That was the team where
football team in the world.
Yeah,
and the Rebels gave them all they could handle.
I tried.
Love hearing that. In the other semifinal, JRC versus the Flyers. G-Cat, you obviously stuck with your JRC. Flyers with Puffy, and JRC won that one, so chalk one up for the G-Cat there.
Yeah, they might have to get me a Caton jersey, a JRC Caton jersey.
I think so. So now in the final, are you going to take JRC or are you going to take North York, G-Cat?
Oh, North York's the best team in the world?
So this is a real test here.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, you know what? I gotta stick to what I know is the right decision, which is no. Actually, I'm gonna be lying because I'd say the right decision would be to pick North York because pragmatically they would and statistically they would be the winner. My emotional decision would be to pick JRC. Mm-hmm. They always say don't pick with your emotions. I say. Forget that in this situation. I'm going to stick with JRC.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, that's
why I don't gamble. This is why I don't
also
gamble.
Ended. And
it already ended. This one's already
happened. Already ended. And North York is your champion.
Oh, all right. So chalk one up for Puffy there. Oh, you kind of had a freebie.
Yeah.
Feels like freebie. You kind of had a freebie.
I can't believe I just made a bet on something that's already happened.
And lost.
That's a new one.
That's a tough one. Let's see if you have any more luck with the U11 AAAs. In the first semifinal, the Young Nats versus the Vaughn Kings. And the Young Nats do win that one. That was for Puffy. As G-Cat, you had the Kings. So that's another one for Puff. In the other semifinal, we had Puffy had the Marlies. G-Cat, you had JRC. What else is new?
Yeah, what else?
This time, JRC did come through. They got the win for you there, so you get the point.
Boom.
And so I guess that sets up another final of JRC versus the Young Nats. And who do you want to pick there?
Wait, hold on. Puff, has this already happened?
It is happening, and I know... I watched actually game one of the series on Monday night, and it was a terrific game. And I actually have to say, I've been not critical, but observant of the fact that that AAA games tend to be quieter. The parents tend to be more insular about their own kids and their own what's going on individually. Not at all. This atmosphere was fantastic. Both sets of parents cheering on the kids. The hockey on the ice from both the Nats and the Red Wings was top notch. The Nats goalie was fantastic. Both goalies were great. And it was a terrific game. And there was a winner. And I will let GCAT decide who he wants to take.
JRC. Let's stick with what I know.
I like it.
Well, JRC did win game one. Game two of that series finished in a tie. Okay. So right now, JRC's up 3 points.
3-1.
And Thursday night is game three. JRC just needs to get a tie, and they will win the tie.
All right. So this will be settled next week.
I have a feeling GCAT will be in the house on Thursday night rooting on JRC to make this happen. All right. I think that's getting close here. All right. So U10 AAA, and I guess this was the final as we had JRC versus the Young Nats there. And in this one here, JRC took it. GCAT gets the point.
Boom.
Yep.
So that's the U10s. That's done. And so currently we stand at Puffy.
No. We had Vaughn Kings and the Marlboros.
Did we now?
Maybe that series wasn't settled at that point.
No, that series was already settled at that point.
Oh, it was already settled. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so that's... do we have a final coming up?
So we have a final. JRC and the Vaughn Kings.
Ooh, Stoff's team versus my team.
And I will let it's underway, so GCAT, you can.
Yes, I could change. So are you trying to make me change? I'm trying to read what you're putting down on me here. I'm going to stay. I'm going to hold again. Let my emotions drive all my decision-making at this moment.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter too much because the series is tied 2 points apiece. The deciding game could go Thursday. Whoever wins will get the title. So,
Thursday's big night.
Decision night. Big night.
Decision night, yeah.
Decision night. So, yeah, we currently stand at 13-10 for Puffy. And what do we got? We got two series left up for grabs. So
they're each worth 2 points.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I like how the math always works out.
Yeah,
real tight race.
Real tight lit race. The lake is warming up. Things are happening.
Well, yeah, we're heading down there in a little
bit. We're heading there in only a couple weeks there, GCAT. A
couple weeks. We'll be down at the lake. I feel like that might be the time I have to do something. Or you.
Yep. You have to buck up.
Okay. Awesome. Right, so boys. Those are the triple A's. Thanks, Stoff.
All right, guys.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure being here.
We need you. If you weren't here, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Exactly. We would just be talking on the phone.
Me and you on a Zoom call saying we should do a podcast.
You 10.
So let's head to U10 AA. The city final came down to the top two teams, with the top team in the East, the second ranked in Ontario EastEnders, then facing the top team in the West, the fifth ranked Toronto Wolverines. And a mild upset as the Wolverines won the city championship in two games by a combined score of 7-1. I watched that U10 Ticats team all year. They thumped everyone. They were a wagon. They did not lose many games at all. So I'm sure it was a bit of a surprise for them. But that Wolverines team's obviously very good if they were able to handle them. But great effort by both teams. Great seasons by both teams. U10 Single A City Final is underway with one of the great stories of the playoffs, the North Toronto, who won the East playoffs after finishing eighth in the regular season standings. They are facing the second seed in the West, Humber Valley Sharks, who upset the top seed Vaughan Rangers in two straight games. Game one of the city final finished in a 2-2 tie. And tonight at the Pond, the Sharks won big 5-0 and can clinch the title Friday with a win or a tie.
You
11.
We did U11 AAA in the gambling segment. So U11 AA city final has the top seed. Exactly. It's the top seed in the East against the best in the West. And it's the fourth ranked Mississauga Beast, who ended the 10th seed Humber Valley Sharks' incredible run to the West Final. They are up 2 points to nothing in the city final after beating the 10th-ranked EastEnders 3-2 in Game 1 on Monday night. The Beast will look to close out their series on Thursday and win the city title at the Pond. U11 Single A city final underway with the top seed in the East, Leaside Flames, who beat the third seed in the East, Forest Hill Force, in a tight East final, 5-3, are facing the fourth seed in the West, Toronto Wolverines, who upset the top seed, Vaughan Rangers, 5-3 in the West final. Leaside took game one of the series tonight at the Pond, 5-3, and can claim the city title with a win on Thursday night at the Pond. U12 AAA, we talked about that with North York Rangers winning that one. So U12 AA city final is underway. The top ranked team in Ontario, the West champion Faustina Toros, won game one 3-1 over the Scarborough Young Bruins, who had upset the Ted Reeve Thunder in the East final. Game two is tonight. We watched it. It was just before Barrett's EastEnders game. And the Toros scored midway through the third to tie it at two. So the tie means there'll be a game three, and that will go on Saturday.
Everyone's happy about that.
Yeah, Bruins, I have to say that Faustina team is a very, very strong team. Sometimes hard to believe Austin's team's in the same league. But the Bruins were full credit for it. They played really well tonight and deserved. They could have even got 2 points tonight. They definitely deserve to force a third game. U12 Single A city final. North York Knights, the East champions, are facing the Toronto Avalanche. The Knights reached the East the city final after they came from 3 points to one down against a very strong Ted Reed Thunder team to win that series. Tonight at the Pond, after North York had won game one, the Avs came and won 4-3 with a late goal to take that game and force a deciding game three in that series, which no one really saw coming because everyone thought North York was going to put it away tonight. U13 AAA. I know we talked about earlier, but yep. JRC, after winning the GTHL title, are away, are playing in the Ontario Championships this weekend, along with the host Vaughan Kings. And that tournament's at Westwood Arena. So if you're interested in watching some great U13 AAA action, it's available in the city.
I was actually at Westwood Arena last week because my niece, who plays, we talked about her, she plays for the Mississauga Hurricanes.
Yep.
If you remember, they were in the Ontario Championships last weekend, I guess was it the Girls League? I don't know what they call it.
Yes.
Yeah. Seems like it should have a better name than the Girls League, but they had their Ontario finals last week. And so I was over at Westwood, hadn't been there really much this season.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I forgot how far it is. It feels like it's far, but anyway, yeah. Watch them play against Ancaster.
Good game.
Didn't pull it off, unfortunately, but it was a tight game. They lost. It was 3-1, but really 2-1 because an open net at the end kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You always have to explain that when there's an open net, eh? You're like, the score was 2-1, but it was really 3-1.
You only explain it when you lose.
When you're on the winning team, you're like, we won.
When you win, you'd be like, I would beat them 3-1. I mean,
3-1. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I was on the...
There's an empty net. I remember that bad call by the referee.
But anyway, great hockey.
Awesome. U13 AA saw a surprise champion as the second seed in the West, Vaughan Rangers, upset the top seed Duffield Devils in the West final and then beat the surprise East champion North York Knights in two straight games to take the city title. The Rangers are off to Timmins this weekend at the OHF Championships. good luck to them. So
Timmons
at the U13 and U15 double A and single A, they play after, if you win the city title, you advance to the Ontario championship.
Oh yeah, you told me that. Yeah. And that's in Timmins.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Avenue Road Ducks and U15, we haven't got there yet. I don't
know who's from Timmins.
Timmins, yeah. Timmins is a long way to go for Ontario.
Isn't that where Shania Twain's from?
Yeah, I think she's from Timmins.
Yeah, that's a big trip to make all of a sudden at the end of April.
When it's like not a planned trip.
Yeah.
Like if you lose, you don't go.
Right, yeah. Anyway, Timmins, great town.
U13 single A, the dream run for the Avenue Road Ducks and Coach Ty, a friend of the podcast, came to an end in the city final. After the Ducks upset Leaside in 3 games to take the East title, they ran into a team of destiny in the Toronto Eagles, who took the city title, winning the deciding game 4-2 was the final. U14 triple A. OHL Cup this weekend. This weekend in Kingston. GTHL champions Markham Majors, runners up JRC, along with third place finisher Mississauga Senators, and wildcard entry Vaughn Kings will all participate. The Majors will be the favorite to take home that title. As we talked about a little earlier, the U14 AA city final came to an end tonight in 4 games with the East Ender Ticats and coach Tanya Whitty falling for the 3rd straight year in the city finals to the Vaughan Rangers. Congrats to their entire team and parent group. U14 single A, the Toronto Eagles showed everyone why they're the class of single A in the GTHL, dropping just 1 point in their run to the city title, beating the East champs Forest Hill Force in 4 games. And I saw the Forest Hill team play in the East final, and they've had a very strong team, so that Eagles team must be a bit of a wagon if they rolled that easily to the title. U15 AAA, the Don Mills Flyers, the GTHL champions, are in Ottawa this week for the OHF championships, or maybe it's OHL Cup. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's OHF championships. Mm-hmm. They got off to a quick start on Wednesday with a 6-0 win over the Quinte Red Devils. So good luck to Coach Edwards and his Flyers.
Who I would never vote against.
I would also not. It was put on me. U15 AA city final had the West back on top with the Vaughan Panthers beating Ted Reeve Thunder 6-2 to win the city final, and they will take part in the OHFs this weekend in Oakville. So good luck to those guys. Now, Oakville, that's not too bad. Still, probably, would you get a hotel for Oakville?
No, definitely not. Unless it was like a whole team thing and that's what we're doing and like, okay, fine, like just for the experience, but no. Now, that being said, the Gardner is down to 2 lanes, I think, now for the next like 300 years. And so it does suck. Like heading west, I have to head west for work and for different things. And yeah, it's not great. So maybe I would.
We had a game on Monday night against Vaughan Kings at Paramount. Have you been to Paramount?
No. Yeah, no, it sounds far away. I know my niece plays there. I know that.
It's by Iceland Arena.
Yeah. I've been there, I think, to spectate like a long time ago.
And we had one of the families on our team, Waze took them on the Gardner, and it took them 1 hour and 40 minutes to get to the game.
Terrible. Crazy.
Like, and it was because of the other. So everyone stay clear of the Gardner if you're traveling west. Or east.
I'm going to use it just so I can go fast. No one else uses it. Then I
get it. Well, that's the plan. We're getting one off it.
Paramount. Is that named
not also take the DVP or the 401?
No highways. Don't take them. Double highways for you, Puff.
Yeah. Avoid Donlands. And no. Okay. Donlands about where our neighborhood's about to come a construction site when that subway comes through.
I'm looking forward to it. Transit. I'm pro transit, as you know.
You are pro. I'm not pro 15 years it's going to take to put the transit.
No, we got to move faster, obviously, but it's still pro transit.
Yeah, I don't disagree. U15 single A, Aussies division. the champions from the East. And it's the Avenue Road Ducks. They took home the city title, beating the Greater Toronto Capitals 6-2 in the final. So
good for them.
That team's been a steady riser. I remember when they pulled the big upset last year in the first round against North Toronto. And then you guys, I think it was you guys who knocked
them off.
We beat
them,
right?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, wow, like impressive. And now this year they've taken it a couple more steps further, and now they're city champions.
So, great team. Yeah.
That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Team. Yeah. You
16. U16 AAA is all done. The OHL Cup happened with Oakville Rangers winning it a couple weeks ago. So they moved on to the OHL draft this past weekend. And 77 players from the GTHL were selected by OHL teams, including 6 of the top 10 picks. So congrats to everyone who was selected. And to those who weren't selected, keep chasing your dreams. Nothing changes. Just keep finding places
to play hockey. Yeah, so if you weren't selected, do you just go on to play AAA U18?
AAA U18, or you could play Junior A. Wellington Dukes or like that. Like, it just means no one has your rights.
Can you walk on to try out for the Wellington Dukes team, like a team like that?
Yeah, Junior. Yeah, A? They actually, I think this weekend, or maybe the weekend that we're up at the cottage in 2 weekends. I think they're holding their tryouts.
Oh, I wonder if we could watch.
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah, I think we'll be able to watch.
Oh, that'd be cool. So you could just, so when you want to try out for that team, like a Wellington Dukes or whatever that, what's that league? Yeah. What is that league?
OGAHL.
OGAHL. OJ. Ontario
Junior
Hockey League.
Yeah.
And that is filled with kids that have finished their U16 year and they want to keep playing competitive hockey, but they're done with the AAA, and so they're going to that to find more competitive hockey. Why would one go to that versus staying in AAA U18?
Well, some kids definitely do stay in AAA U18.
Right, of course, yeah.
So, but then some kids will go from AAA U18 to that.
Ah, okay, after that.
And play it a little bit older. But the top kids, say you're a top AAA U16 player, you would go to that league because you plan on going to the United States to play college hockey. Because you play in that league and maintain your eligibility for the NCAA. If you play in the OHL, if you play, I think, one shift in the OHL, you are no longer eligible to get a college scholarship in the States. It's just the rule that they've had. They look at the OHL as sort of a professional league.
So you've considered to play hockey because the kids get paid. When you play for an OHL team, are you getting paid now?
There's certainly top players that get money. I don't think it's necessarily on the up and up.
So you're still do you have to pay to play for the
No, you wouldn't pay to play in in the OGAHL, some of the teams you do have to pay.
Right, like the what we just talked about, like the Dukes.
Yeah, now I don't know if the Dukes you have to pay, but there's definitely teams in the league you do.
Interesting. Okay, well there you go. And that's it. Any other
couple more? U16 AA, the best team in the West. Mississauga Beast survived a scare in the first round of the playoffs against Vaughan Panthers, winning that series in 5 games. And then they just lost one more game all the way to securing the city title after sweeping the East champion North York Knights in 3 games in the final. So congrats to the Mississauga Beast. And finally, U16 single A city final is underway. Back and forth series with both teams winning 2 games. The East champion Markham Islanders and the West champion Toronto Eagles will play Friday night, with the winner taking home the crown. If they tie, a 6-1 final game will be played on Saturday.
So still lots of hockey.
So there's another still week. But
this
it's all
going to be busy
finals or
all finishing
OHFs.
Good.
After Monday, it's the curtain really? Will have been pulled. And
curtain pulls because we're in the play. All right. Well, there you go. Well, nicely done. Nicely done, Puff. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to have a nice break on the summer not having to do the rankings.
Yeah. I think it'll take
two weeks
to miss it. It takes me a couple hours to go
through. Does it? You're investing a couple hours to get, yeah, because you've got it all like linked in there.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what's going to happen next year. I got a new computer
for
my work. And for whatever, like literally one website doesn't work on the computer. And it's LiveBarn.
And that's where you...
Like, I would literally trade all the other websites.
Every other website.
I'm sure my work loves that.
If LiveBarn is listening, please.
Well, help out Puffy. Heard from me. Yeah. I was like on a special call with somebody there, and they were like, I don't know. For whatever reason, when I put my password in, it's not recognizing it on this computer. So I will be
log in on someone else's. Did you try to log in with someone
else? Yeah. No, I can log on everything else on my phone.
No, but like on LiveBarn, can you use someone else's login credentials to get in?
But yeah, I haven't tried that.
Or is it just yours?
I don't know. I haven't tried it, but my credentials work when I'm on another computer or like on my phone.
Right. Yeah.
So it's the credentials. It's all right. I don't know. It might just be a block. Something's blocked.
Listen, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of it. Like we talked about. So another week or so of pod, we'll be wrapping up for the summer. Which is great, and we'll come back to you. So we're looking forward to season two. We got some planning to do over the summer, I guess, Puff, or make season two better.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to do a retreat.
Yes.
Where we go away for like I don't know, 10 days to tropical destination.
Yes.
We'll hammer out the logistics.
We need that war room mentality. We'll lock ourselves in. We won't really enjoy the outside.
No, just
to refresh the brain. All business. I like it.
We're going to put all the expenses on a card that,
I like it. The one thing we didn't accomplish this year, Puff.
Yes.
When we started, we were like, oh, we'll definitely interview someone from the GTHL.
Yes, we did not.
We did not do that. So, you know, I know we have lots of good listeners, lots of people listening to the show now at the end of the season. We see the numbers. I think really, you know, we need to get someone from the GTHL as a guest. And what I mean from the head office is what I mean.
Yeah, that might be a good one to start next season with.
Yeah, so Oak Dog, right?
We've checked off a lot of boxes. We got a referee.
We got players.
Players, coaches.
We've had, hockey insiders like Bob McKenzie or Cheryl
Industry
Pounder
Giants.
Or Greg Schell. You know, we had some people from NHL teams like Dan Cote Rosen from the Oilers.
Yeah.
We had Jamie Edwards from the Don Mills Flyers. Yeah. We've had lots of great guests. Dan Crosby from BioSteel. Like that was a good one. I think that's one of our top episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But we haven't had anyone from the G head on. In fact, you know, they continue to sort of ignore us.
Yes.
And we've talked about this in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's possible.
We've reached out.
Yeah.
If anyone knows anyone there, you know, tell them that we're not bad people. Yeah. Hit us up. We would love to talk to you. So season two. All right. Well, with that, we got to pick a couple more songs to wrap it out. And actually, I'm going to give a call out to Callie. MacArthur from our Ted Reeve Thunder team, who is putting together a To The Rink podcast Spotify playlist of all the songs we've picked throughout the season.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know where it is. I'll have to talk to Callie, but she's putting out one, and then we can replicate it on Apple Music too or something, I'm sure. So
that's
fantastic. Yeah. I thought it was a great idea, actually.
Great.
Yeah. And then I said, oh, I'll try to do that this summer is what I wrote back. I was like, oh, good idea. And she's like, I've already started it. I'm like, oh, great. Okay. So thank you, Callie.
So good.
Yeah. So here's a couple to add. So Puffy, why don't we go with yours? You have a song of the week, pump up song or regular song for this episode.
Yeah. I know the song. It's a great song, but I never thought of it as being like a pump up song or like a hockey song at all. And then I was scrolling through my TikTok. as I do, and the Washington Capitals. Now, hold on. I meant to mention this. So remember earlier in the season in the U13 single A where a team pulled their goalie because they needed to win, and because they pulled the goalie, the other team, might have even been Avenue Road, Coach Ty's Avenue Road team, scored on the empty net, which put them through and actually eliminated a team that wasn't even in the game.
Yes. Yes. That they eliminated Ted Reeve, night. Right?
Yeah. It was Ted Reeve got eliminated. Yeah. That happened last night in the NHL, where the Flyers had to win in regulation. They're playing Washington. And so the Flyers pulled their goalie in a 1-1 game. But the Capitals scored in the empty net to win it and clinch a playoff spot and eliminated everyone else, including the Flyers.
Huh.
There so after
Lightning
the game,
does strike twice.
It does. GTHL sets up the NHL. And so after the game, the Capitals in the dressing room celebrating clinching a playoff spot, and they played this song. Great tune.
Is that Talladega by Zach Bryan? Is that what that was?
No, Eric Church.
Eric Church. Okay, right. Yeah. Nice.
And Ovi wasn't singing, but all the boys were singing along. And I thought it was just a cool moment. And,
what's the affiliation, though? Like, I don't get it.
I think it's probably just a song that they liked and they started playing after wins. And so they decided to do a little karaoke for it. So. Nice. I thought it was a cool moment.
Good.
And I love stuff like that. So that's nice. My song of the week.
Okay. Good one. Good pick. Good pick. Well, my song of the week was a nice surprise because Coach Tanya called me this week and I had to step in as a Puffy replacement. I don't know if you know. You were supposed to go to a concert. You ended up having to work. And so I got your ticket.
Yes, you did.
And I was very grateful for you having to go to work because I got to go to a nice suite and have a couple of drinks and watch a great concert, which was Noah Kahan over at the Scotiabank Arena. And it was a great show, big venue for like a singer-songwriter type thing, which is always hard to pull off. But I thought he did a really great job. Nice. Everyone was definitely into the concert. He has a bunch of great pop songs, but he has this one song in particular that he sings solo called Homesick, but he does a version with Sam Fender. I don't know if you've ever heard of Sam Fender. He sings that song 17 Going Under. Great. Another great fantastic team. Song.
Yeah.
Almost, great song. We should almost play a quick clip of that right here.
Yeah.
Cause great song, exactly. 17 Going Under. However, they collab on this song, Noah Kahan and Sam Fender, Homesick. And it's a great song. It's a fantastic pump-up song, especially when Sam Fender comes in the second verse. And anyway, that's my choice. I got to see him in concert on theme for the week. Huge thanks for Coach Whitty for taking me. Huge thanks for Puffy having to go to work. Thank you, TSN, for calling in Puffy, allowing me to get the ticket. So there you go. Homesick by Noah Kahan and Sam Fender.
Nice. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. He did a whole album, like Noah Kahan did a whole album, and then he's gone back with that album and he's done duets on a bunch of the songs. And
really?
That's what this one is. So he has the Homesick version, which is his. And then if you go on his Apple or whatever, you can see there's a bunch of songs from his latest album that has different collabs with like Zach Bryan, Casey Mulgraves, Sam Fender. There's a few others in there.
Well, Post Malone, he did the one.
Post Malone. Yeah.
Drunk Dower.
That's right. Yeah, with Post Malone. Yeah. So, yeah, he did. That was another one that he did. So, anyway, there you go. All right. Well, Puffy, we've said a lot. Anything else?
No, just hopefully Welcome everyone's back. still playing this weekend. It'll all wrap up. So, good luck to everyone. And the teams in the Ontario OHL Cups and OHF's tournaments this weekend hopefully represent the GTHL well and we bring home some titles.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Again, don't forget to use your To The Rink coupon code when you're shopping all your BioSteel products, all great BioSteel items. You can get on there at BioSteel.com. Use To The Rink as your coupon code. You'll get 20% off all orders. Other than that, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for following, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, or Apple. We really appreciate it. Keep it up. Please keep sharing with your friends. Share with your parent group on your hockey teams. We love it, and we really appreciate it. So thanks, everybody, for that. Stoff, thanks very much for everything you do. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.